Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour away from puck drop, Penguins and Canadiens. 2 hours and change away from the JP Roofing preview show here on The Fan for the start of a series between the Pirates and Detroit Tigers. Jason Mackey headed to PNC Park, and he joins us on The Fan Hotline, brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall and Capitas. Colin Moran set to make only his fourth start in 14 games at third base. So if the Pirates aren't going to make him their everyday third baseman, why not call Ke'Bryan Hayes up and have him man the position?
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. We're past the Super 2, Europe control issue. The Super 2 thing is not clear yet. So there's probably a little bit of business implication there. And it's somewhat of a moving target. I think it was 4 or 5 weeks, I want to say. So it might be a little bit early where you're still going to put yourself in Super 2 consideration. But, I mean, honestly, because they like what Philip Evans has done. And I don't shoot the messenger here. I realize I would probably be playing Ke'Bryan Hayes too. I'm just trying to tell you why they're doing what they're doing. Because they like Philip Evans. They like Eric Gonzalez. They want to see what these guys have to offer. I think Ke'Bryan Hayes getting back a little bit late from the COVID-19 stuff, like he might still be getting his feet under him, in which case, like, I would understand hitting the brakes on that. But, I mean, your reasoning is because they're trying to take a look at other guys.
All right, I'm going to take, and I'm not shooting the messenger at all here, Jason, so I want this to be taken very clearly as like a just an honest question. You said that you think they like what they've seen from Philip Evans, they want to see what they have with him and with Eric Gonzalez. I maybe would understand that if we were talking about two players in their early 20s who were like tweeners, and you thought their whole career's ahead of them, let's see what they are. Combined, the two of these guys are 55 years old and don't even have 400 or 600 plate appearances in the major leagues. Like, I think we know what they are. And I guess my point would be, if the Pirates are looking to see what they've got there, it's probably not much as far as something that can be applied to a contending team in the future. Both of these guys would be 30 before this team would reasonably have enough roster turnover to compete.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong, Chris. And let me just play devil's advocate here, though, and just provide a sort of a counterpoint to that. And
I love a little devil's advocacy.
I do think there's not an entirely stupid reason here to play these guys. You've got a shortened season, right? And if Eric Gonzalez and Philip Evans catch lightning in a bottle, maybe there's a veteran team out there that sees, oh, this guy's really produced. The Pirates don't really have a use for him. Maybe the Pirates can flip one of them for some obscure single-A prospect that they like and he blossoms into something. And plus, at the same time, you're delaying Ke'Bryan Hayes, his Super 2 status, and, you know, you're not really, like, forcing him. You're making him earn his way there via Altoona. I get it. Again, I also understand, like, look, he's your best prospect. You should be building for something. Just play him at third base and shut up. Like, believe me, I get that mentality, but I can also understand the other one.
What do you think are the percentage chances that Adam Frazier is on this roster come September 1st?
Probably not very good, to be honest with you. And that's assuming that he starts hitting a little bit, which I've seen signs. I think he will get there. But if they're going to use this year for what they should, and that's a transition year and load up on more prospects, Adam Frazier is one of their best ways to do it. He's one of their only ways to do it, frankly.
You think he's aware of that, Jason? You think that's on his radar?
I think he's aware of it. I don't paint Adam Frazier as the type of guy that's going to stress over too much. I mean, I think he's been on your show before. He's pretty laid back. You know, if he's not hitting, it's not because he's thinking too much. But yeah, I think somebody will make a play for Frazier. I think he can definitely help a contender.
What were your impressions of the vaunted JT Brubaker's first major league start yesterday? One that was, I feel like, and I'm not even trying to be facetious here, I feel like viewed by many in this fan base, the most diehard fans, as like a big deal and something they were genuinely excited about.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Idiots like me were probably guilty of overhyping it, and that's fine. But, like, I've been getting fed stuff from people in the organization, and not a ton. Like, it's not sneaky. I'm just saying, like, you know, direct line, like, they really like this kid, and as they should. And he's got good stuff. He's come in and thrown well two times before his start yesterday. And I like the breaking stuff. I like the velocity. The sinker's very good. And so I am curious what this guy can become. They need more starting pitching. They need more pitching in general, and this guy has the tools to be that. So, I mean, it's not Gerrit Cole, and maybe, again, people like me made it out too much to be Gerrit Cole, but, like, this kid can absolutely help.
I'll turn my mic on. Jason Mackey with us here on 93.7 The Fan. Jason, Chad Kuhl makes his first start tonight in, like, 2 years. Where does he project? Is it in the starting rotation, or is it in the back end of the bullpen?
You know what? I asked Derek Shelton about that yesterday, and that's a good point, Andrew, because, I mean, their bullpen is so decimated right now. I look at somebody like Kuhl, his velocity, his stuff, like, he would make a great back end reliever. And Shelton basically said they have no interest in doing that.
Wow.
They want to get these guys stretched out. So, and that was the context of the question, I should add, too. It was Stephen Brault and Chad Kuhl. Like, you're going with this piggyback. Do you think it would make more sense to break it apart and use one of them as, like, a high-end, high-leverage reliever? So their future is as starters. I'm a little bit surprised. I would flirt with it. I would see what it looked like. But at the same time, where Shelton's coming from on it, they're both coming off injuries. Kuhl with Tommy John, I guess you're not going to want to, like, build him up, make him a reliever, maybe try to build him up again, probably playing around a little bit too much. But, yeah, I do think he would make a good back-end reliever.
This is from the probably doesn't matter in the end department, although the Pirates' future it might. Is Brian Reynolds finally starting slowly but surely to come out of it here a little bit and turn back into the Brian Reynolds of 2019, in your estimation?
Probably doesn't matter in the end category. Like, I feel like that.
I mean, I'm not trying to be like a jerk here, but I think I'm being honest when I say that as well. It matters to them long term, certainly not to this season.
Yeah, no, for sure. I know what you're saying, and you're absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, long term, like, I think we're going to look back at this period of time for Brian Reynolds and just say, oh, well, he was in a slump. It's not a big deal. But, you know, I think Brian Reynolds, and then multiply that by Frazier, Newman, Bell, Polanco, like, these crappy starts that all of their hitters have had. I mean, that's what's contributing to this. You know, if you have to pick two reasons, it's the lack of offense and the bullpen that's been decimated by injuries. So, you know, it's been costly. It hasn't been, like, I don't look at Brian Reynolds and think, like, oh my goodness, maybe last year was a mirage. Like, no, he's missing pitches. He's missing pitches he normally hits. And, you know, I know Andrew and I were talking in the press box yesterday, and he's pointing out some stuff about, you know, his batting average and balls in play. And none of it's wrong. I mean, I completely understand what Andrew's saying. I don't think that what Brian Reynolds did last year was a flash in the pan. I think he'll be fine.
Jason, I want to ask you about your old beat, the Penguins. And now that you're detached and maybe you're no longer too close to the situation, it frees you up to just kind of talk more as an observer than somebody that's around them all the time. But you also have a vast amount of knowledge about them. So what is your thought on the predicament or the situation they find themselves in today?
Yeah, and by the way, thanks for asking me that. I'll talk about anything with you guys. It's fun.
Oh, but, okay, thank you.
No, it's interesting, man. I'm not surprised that Mike Sullivan went to Tristan Jarry. I think it's the right move. I think they're going to win. I was listening to Rossi's hit with you guys earlier. I like 5-2. I see that they're close to cracking Carey Price as well. I think they're probably guilty of sort of underestimating the Canadiens a little bit. I think that they probably came out of this thinking this team has no business being in the playoffs and hanging around with us, and, you know, we'll win fairly easily. And I think they got quite scared in their last game, and the effort's not there. I think Sullivan, the only thing, Andrew, that I didn't totally understand was taking out Jared McCann for Sam Lafferty. It wasn't the time or place for that, in my opinion. But to me, they have to address the third pair. The Jack Johnson situation is not good. I don't know how you make it work, but I don't think it's with him in the lineup. But I do think they'll be fine tonight.
Do you think?
You tongue-tied Mosey, Jason. You tongue-tied him.
I'm trying to think of the way. No, I'm trying to think of the way I want to ask the question in a way that's not like blatantly disrespectful to Jack Johnson.
Well, think about it for a second, because I'll follow up with Jack. Okay.
Here, why is Jack Johnson, like, what was the driving force in your understanding of it, Jason, that compelled them to sign him in general and then for the money they signed him for? Because I'm sorry. I can't imagine smart people like Mike Sullivan and Jim Rutherford, and I'm sure their hockey ops department are, looking at that player and saying, you know what, he fits and at this price on this team. It's still well over a year later, baffles me.
Man, I spent like, what, 4 or 5 years on the hockey beat. You're not going to ask a Jack Johnson question that offends me, believe me, but I will try to answer it. I was pretty close to that signing whenever it went down. With some people close to the situation, we'll say. And what I can tell you about it is this. There were a couple of factors in why the Penguins went after Jack Johnson and why they paid the money that they did for him. Sidney Crosby was absolutely involved. I mean, even if it was tangentially involved, he was involved as far as, you know, wanting to get Jack here, vouching for him. But the Penguins were looking for somebody who was a little bit more of a stay-at-home type, could play some defense, could hit some people. And that was the goal. And they originally envisioned what the pairing is now, playing him with Justin Schultz and have Jack be a responsible left side defender, hit some people, and let Schultz play offense. The money was what it was because it was a little bit tied into Jack's bankruptcy stuff, where he needed to make a certain amount or wanted to make a certain amount. And so he had, I don't want to say demands, but I mean, you know, they were competing with two other teams. I believe it was Detroit and Anaheim, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, they had to get to a certain number. And given the Penguins' cap situation, they had to stretch it out and bend a little bit on the years because they wanted the year-to-year, they wanted his cap hit to be lower. So that's why you saw 5 years and, what is it, 3.25, I think, and that was the best way they could make it work, is to go to a fifth year. And Rutherford, I'll try to wrap this up quickly, but, you know, Rutherford had the confidence that he could get out of the deal if he needed to. If it soured at the end, he's got out from other deals before, and I agree with him. But he felt like that was something he had to do to get the player that they felt they wanted and needed.
Jason, you've also spent a lot of time and gotten to know Matt Murray pretty well. How do you think he's handling this? How would you expect him to handle this demotion? And do you think he is one to now let his mind slip to, well, what does this mean to me beyond 2020?
I would imagine Matt is, and I haven't communicated with him. I texted with him in the middle of the pandemic, but like that was it, and I'm not about to bug him today. But
yep.
I would imagine he's pretty upset. I would be. I think anybody would be in that situation. But at the same time, from what I know of Murray, he's not going to pout. He's not that type. I know he gives certain types of interviews, and that's generally a performance. He will cheer on his teammates. He'll be a good soldier. He's probably pretty upset at himself for what he let in last game. And is probably beating himself up over it. I've never known him to be the type to panic about too much except right there and then, you know. So he's probably upset at himself that he felt like he cost himself something. He's probably upset because he felt like he cost his team a game. But, you know, I think he's going to cheer on Tristan Jarry. And then when the time comes, I'm sure he'll be ready. And I think he's a Stanley Cup caliber goaltender. I think he'll be back in there at some point.
Mm. Jason Mackey, he will have Pirates and Tigers covered. Our Pirates insider also with the Post-Gazette. And if the Penguins do lose, we will miss him for a locker clean-out situation a la last year with Chris Letang, which still has given us one of the great audio moments. I
still
love that
joke in my house, too, by the way.
It is?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, my wife. Well, what do you want me to be perfect? You want me to not ever make any mistake?
So what do you ask? I don't understand. Like, you don't want me to make mistakes? I'll try that. Next year, I'll try to make no mistakes at all.
The more I think about it, that really is like the perfect
fair question now.
That's the perfect passive-aggressive thing that could be applied to a marital argument. That really is. It's unbelievable.
I've been in that spot too many times. All right, Jason. I'll see you over at the ballpark this weekend. Take care.
All right, boys. Take care.
There you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.